Welcome back, everybody, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Simin Tzadi Tes in Hilchos Tefillah. Our topic is going to be davening while in a state of intoxication. Says the Mechaber, Shasa Yain Kidei Revius, Al Yispalel Adche Yosir Yeno. If one drank more than a revius of wine, he shouldn't daven until the wine no longer affects him. V'im Shasa Yosir, Im Hu Yachol Ladaber Lefnei HaMelech, Im Hispalel Tefillah So Tefillah. V'im Eino Yachol Ladaber Lefnei HaMelech, Im Hispalel Tefillah So To'eva, V'tzarech Lachzor Ul Hispalel Kishe Yosir Yeno Me Olav. If one drinks even more than a revius of wine, and still nonetheless davens, even though he shouldn't have, so then it depends how intoxicated he was. If he could still speak before a king, so then his tefillah would count b'di'eved. But if he can't even speak before a king, then his tefillah is a to'eva, it's an abomination, and he must repeat the tefillah. Va'afilu im avar zman ha'tefillah, mashlim osa b'tefillah she'achareha kedin shogeg. If the zman tefillah passes after he already davened when he couldn't speak before the king, his tefillah does not count, and he needs to do tashlumin in the next period for tefillah. He would daven two minchas if he daven shacharis while in that state. Says the Rama, v'din kriyashma k'din tefillah, aval shar brachos yachol levarech af al pi shehu shikor. The same halachos apply to kriyashma, but not to other brachos. To what drinks do these halachos apply? Getting started in the Mishneh Berurah here, in Sif Aleph, shasa yayin, v'nire dehu hadin sha'ar mashkin hameshakrin. This sif, these halachos apply to all intoxicating drinks. Uchefi mashakasav ataz lekamon b'simin kuf chav ches if kon lamin hey li'inni nesias kapayim. Just like the Taz writes with respect to nesias kapayim not doing berkas kohanim after drinking, the Taz says that applies to all drinks. Va'afilu l'das ha-magen Avram sham demekel b'nesias kapayim. Even according to the Magen Avram, who says that only wine is problematic when it comes to berkas kohanim, mistabra de tefila chamira va'af. It makes sense that even according to the Magen Avraham's opinion, when it comes to tefillah, we are going to be stringent and apply these rules to all intoxicating drinks. That is what the Magen Giborim writes. According to the Taz in Simin Kuf Chaf Ches, Loba inon bishar mashkin shir revius ayin sham. When it comes to other drinks, we don't even need a revius worth, because less than a revius of other types of drinks can cause just as much intoxication. Velinira, says the Mishneh Berurah, to mikoma kombo inon shiyehebo kede leshaker bi revius yoy. It still needs to have as much intoxicating potential as exists in a revius worth of wine, so says the Mishneh Berurah. In what case does drinking a revius of wine dictate and establish that one should not daven? Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Beis. Kedei revius. Davka im shesa'o bivas achas. This is true only if one drinks all at one time, even though we know that it's not derech eretz to drink a cup all at once. But nonetheless, if one did so, so then this halacha would apply. However, aval b'shnei pa'amim, if you drink it in two shots, osha mezago bimat mayim, or you dilute it a little bit with some water, then mutter. Then it would be mutter to daven even after having a revius worth of wine. V'im shasa yoser merivius. What if you have more than a revius of wine? B'chol gavnei osur achi yoser yino me'alav. So then it doesn't matter whether you had it in one shot, in two shots, whether you diluted it a little bit. Nonetheless, if you had more than a revius, you always have to make sure that the effects of the wine have waned. This is all relevant when one still maintains the ability to speak before a king. If you can't, so then there is no distinction that is relevant within the world of tefillah, says the Mishneh Berurah. Once you cannot speak before a king, then you are immediately excluded from the ability to daven. Kosav ha-magen Avram b'shem ha-smak, yayin shebeso chasuda, eino mishaker. The Magen Avram quotes the smak, that wine that is had during a meal, and the Mishneh Berurah in Tov Ayin Gimel Sif Tezvav, brought in footnote 5, adds wine that is had before a meal, does not cause this level of intoxication. Primogodim says this all depends on how clear one's mind is. If one feels clear-headed, so then he could go ahead and daven after having wine during a meal. Should one daven if he is somewhat intoxicated and the zman tefillah is going to pass? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Gimel, Al Yispalel, the Mechaber said that once one has a revius of wine, he shouldn't daven until the effects of the wine have gone away. So Al Yispalel, Va'afilu im al yedei ze yavor zman tfila. This is true even if the zman tfila is going to pass. V'ayin b'sof ha-simid b'shem ha-yam shal shlomo, so the Maharshal writes, the achshav shebalav ha-chi im mechavnim kol kach betfila. Nowadays that we don't have such good kavana, our kavana is compromised in our tefila. So im lachosh kol kach lahachmir im al yedei hamtana so yavor zman ha-tfila. So then we're not as concerned for davening after having a revius worth of wine, having just a little bit intoxication, if by waiting one is going to lose this zman tefila. Again, this is all assuming that one is able to be medaber lefnei hamelech. So if one is a little bit drunk but can still be medaber lefnei hamelech, so then according to this Maharshal, one would daven if he risks this zman tefila passing. What's the halacha for one who's accustomed to drinking, and he's not affected as much by just a revius worth of wine? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Dalid, Ach Yasser Yeno, Ve'afim Rogel Lishlos Harbe, Ve'eno Shikur Klal Berevius. Even if just having a revius does not make one drunk, Afilo Hachi Lo Yispala Lechatchila Im Shasa Revius Yayin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Birkei Yosef that nonetheless, Lechatchila, once one has had a revius worth of wine, he should refrain from davening. To'eva, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one davens after, and he's not in a state where he could speak before a king, so then his tefillah becomes an abomination, and it doesn't count at all, says the Mishnah Berurah, and say, hey, to'eva, v'hava ki ilu ovid akum. Not only does his tefillah not count, he's considered like one who worships Avodah Zarah. V'im eno mispala b'shah shechros, and if one refrains from davening in such a state, nitzal mikol tzara. So then one is saved from all distresses. What if one begins to drink after the Zman Tefila arrives, thinking that he will end up being sober before the Zman Tefila concludes, but then he ends up missing the Zman Tefila because he was still unfit to daven? Can he do Tashlumin in that case? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sevav, Kedin Shogig, Va'afilu hischil lishtos achar sheigia zmana, one began to drink after the Zman Tefila arrived, Shaya Savor sheyelo shehusli spala la'achar sheyafug minayayin habuat sheischil lishtos b'deyam yusheves, one thought that the effects of the wine would wane before the Zman Tefila concluded and one would be able to daven with a clear head. Va'achar kach nimshach leiv lehamishte, but afterwards he was involved in his suda and he began to drink more. V'shachach ala tefila v'nishtaker kol kach ad shalu nishar lo shehusli hafig esi. One forgot about davening during this time, and he became too inebriated, such that he wasn't able the effects of the wine were still remained until the Zman Tefila passed. So then, can you say Tashlumin in that case? Can you make up that Tefila? Gam kein shogig mikrei, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're still considered a shogig in that case, and you can make up that Tefila. Umihu vaday, however, there's a qualification on this. Imhu samach lemincha. If you start drinking adjacent, right before the time for mincha, v'yavar hazman v'adayim yishtaker, and you know full well that if you become inebriated, so then you're going to lose the time for mincha, shelo yuchal lahafik asyeno b'zman kotzer kazeh, you're not giving yourself enough time to become sober, so then mezid hava l'chulei alma, ve'en lo tashlumin. So then in that case, one would be considered a mezid. He would be considered like someone who purposefully and intentionally, gave up on the Zman Tefila, and one would not have the recourse of Tashlumin in that case. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Lamed Hey, Sif Lamed Aleph, this is quoted in footnote 7, points out that if one began to drink during the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and he thought that he would be able to say Kriya Shema before the end of the Zman, but it ended up being that he was too drunk to be able to say Kriya Shema, he's considered shogig, and he can say Kriya Shema even after Alos HaShachar, prior to Netzachama, so says the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Lamed Hey. The Ramah pointed out that all of these dinim apply to Kriya Shema as well. What's included in the term Kriya Shema? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sev Zayin, V'din Kriya Shema u'berchos Kriya Shema gam kein dinam ke Kriya Shema. It's not only the text of Kriya Shema, but also the brachos of Kriya Shema that one should refrain from saying if he's in a state where he can't be medaber, lifnei hamelech. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Ches, kedin tefila, that Kriya Shema is considered like tefila, hainu, da'af shasoi aser lechatkila b'Kriya Shema, if one is intoxicated to any degree then the chatchila he should refrain from saying kriyashma, just like he shouldn't daven. V'halavush kosav the yesh mekilim kriyashma afim hu shikor. The levush says that others disagree and say that one could say kriyashma even if you're in a very great state of intoxication. The shiny tefila shu bakashas tzrachav. We're more stringent about tefila because tefila is the articulation of one's needs, and one needs to have a clear mind for that. But when it comes to Kriyashma, it's more of a formal obligation to say the words. V'chein kosav bilikutei haramban besofo. Achein, however, bevir hagra, the gra, hirchiv levar divrei harushami sheish benin zeh. The gra expanded on the Yerushami that discusses this matter. Ulefi devarav, maskonas harushami les or shikor b'kriyashma. According to the gra, the Yerushami prohibits one who is a shikor, one who is intoxicated, from saying Kriyashma. Akein, yesh lizar lechatchila shelo lavu lidikach. One should be careful not to get to this state. Uvidiyeved im nishtaker, however, if bidiyeved he does become so drunk, in lift or esatmo me Kriyashma mishum zeh, nonetheless he should still say Kriyashma. Uchein shakosav hamagen avram lekamon besimin kuf pehe le'inyu berkas hamazon, namely, that berkas hamazon is a din to oraisa, so we have to be machmir that one should say berkas hamazon, and just like berkas hamazon, Kriyashma is a din to oraisa, one should say Kriyashma even if he's drunk, even though you should be careful not to get drunk before saying Kriyashma. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out that one should not say the brachos, because the brachos we would assume are the rabbanon. However, Kriyashma is the araisa, so we are more machmir about Kriyashma to say it even in a case of intoxication. Let's say that you are drunk, you say Kriyashma, and then the effects of the wine wane before the Zman Kriyashma passes, says the Mishnah Berurah that one should repeat Kriyashma in that case. The Rama said that these halachos do not apply to Shar Brachos. What's included in Shar Brachos? If test in the Mishnah Berurah, Aval Shar Brachos, Kala B'zeh Av Birkas Hamazon, Shi Da'oraisa. Even Birkas Hamazon, which is Da'oraisa, or especially Birkas Hamazon, which is Da'oraisa, one should say in a state of intoxication, but should be careful not to get to that state. Where the Mishnah Berurah elaborates on this din. Sif Yud, Yochol Levarich, one is allowed to make brachos. Are there other things that a drunkard would not be included in? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval in mitzarfin oso leminyan asara, he does not count towards a minyan. Ula inyan shlosha lezimun efshar deshari. Mishnah Berurah is not sure whether he counts towards a zimun. He's more willing to include him in a zimun, but certainly not in a minyan. Does everybody agree that we distinguish between tefillah and kriyashma on the one hand and other brachos on the other? So in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Yud Aleph Shu Shikor, he quotes the Gra. Ayin Bevira HaGra. Ulefi Devarav Yashla Hachmir Lechatchila B'Shikor She'inu Yachol Adabir Lefnei HaMelech Af B'Shar Brachos. If one is so drunk that he can't even speak before a king, so then one should refrain from saying brachos, according to the Gra. V'chein Kosav HaPrimi Godem Yoradei Asimin Aleph Sif Kotin Lamed Hei B'Mishput Sozov. The Prima Godem agrees with the Gra on that point. V'chol Zeh, this is all true, K'shelo Higia L'Shechruso Shalot. If one is drunk enough that he can't speak before a king, but he hasn't reached the state of shechruso shalot, which is where one is really in total lack of control. The ilav hachi, if he's already reached the state of shechruso shalot, kishota yechashiv legamre, he's considered like someone who's completely lost his das, he's lost any awareness, any thought. L'chuleyama, everybody agrees to that. Upater oz mikol ha-mitzvos. Once in a state of shechruso shalot, he is exempt from mitzvos because he's a shote. Alkein afilu bidi eved im kara az uberech lo mifter bekach. If one read Kriyashma or he said Berkas Hamazon while in a state of Shechruso Shalot, it doesn't count, it doesn't register. Shahari Potter haya ba'usasha, he was exempt from that mitzvah. V'chayev acharkach lachzor v'likros ulevarich. He would be obligated to repeat that which he did while in a state of Shechruso Shalot. Once you're in a state of shechruso shalot, so then at what point do you become sober? So the Torah Chaim and the Halachos Ketanos point out that it all depends on what others say. If friends around you say that you're sober, so then you're no longer in a state of shechruso shalot. But we don't trust the person himself to make that call. Are there other things from which a shasui, from which someone who is a little bit intoxicated should refrain? So the Ramon Yoredei Reish Mem Beis Sif Yud Gimel says that one should not be mora hora'a. The Shach comments that one could study Torah as long as it's not going to lead you to be mora hora'a. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis. Derech mil v'sheina kol shehu mefigin es hayayin. If one travels a distance of a mil, or he sleeps a little bit, then that dilutes the effects of the revius of yayin. Avalim shasa yoser, but if you had more than a revius, kol shekin shashina mishakarto v'derech turadto. In that case, then sleep is actually adverse. Sleep and travel by foot exacerbate the effects of the wine. V'hani mili b'mahalik b'raglov. That's true only when you're traveling by foot. Aval rochev v'ade derech mefiga hayayin. If you are traveling by a ride, so then that always dilutes the effects. So what type of travel does this shiur mil, the distance of a mil, apply? So we have two different opinions in the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Yud Beis. Derech mil, bein b'mahalik uvein b'rochev. The first opinion is that the shiur mil applies to all types of travel, whether you're walking by foot or whether you are riding. V'yesh romim d'b'rochev bo'inan dav kashlosha milin. When you are riding, according to the second opinion, we need a longer distance, namely 3 milin. What amount of sleep exacerbates the effects of the wine? The Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel says, "Mishakarto davka sheina ma'at." That's only when you take like a little nap. That's actually going to make it worse. Aval sheina harbe mefigaso. But if you sleep for a while, then that will dilute the effects of the wine. Why does travel by riding dilute the effects always? Mishnah Berurah Yadalit says, Avarochev she'in lo torach kolkach, because you're not exerting too much labor or effort when you're just riding. So it gives you time to, I guess, relax. Tesvav mefiga hayayin v'husha rochov shlosha milin. That's only when you rode for 3 milin. Umikol makom hakol lefi rov hayayin. The Mishnah Berurah clarifies here that these are not ironclad rules. Everything is going to depend on how much wine was consumed. If a lot of wine was consumed, so then a longer time on a longer ride is going to be necessary in order to dilute the effects of the wine. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel, Kol echad shehu shasui sagi le lefi ma shemargish benafsho sheyafi geno. Whenever one is a little bit intoxicated, so then we trust him to make the call as to when he feels that he has sobered up. Says the Rama, V'lachin ein nizharin b'yeno shalanu she'in chazakin. Since we trust the people when we're talking about small amounts of wine, the Rama says that we're not as careful about these halachos bizman hazeh with our wines because they're not as strong. And therefore, Shemispalalin Afapish Shasa Revius Vyoser. The Rama makes a great qualification on this whole simin that nowadays we do daven even after having a revius or more of wine, because the wine does not have as much of an effect on us. The Chol Shekin Imispalalin Mitoch Sidur Shibyado Shein Choshishin Lesheikhos Ma'at Kinir Ali. Chol Shekin says the Rama that if one is davening from a Siddur, then we don't have to be as concerned for a little amount of intoxication. Comments the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Tazayin, V'lachin Ein V'chulei Zekoi Ashasui. This is all referring to someone who is a little bit intoxicated. Shein Bo Iser Ela L'chatchila. That's how we started in the Mechaber, that's only a din of L'chatchila that one should not daven. Aval B'shikor, but if one is completely and utterly intoxicated, Shat Filoso To'eva, so much so that his davening is an abomination, V'ada Yesh L'zoher Afilu L'didon, V'tzarech L'achzor Ule Hispala. That halacha certainly applies even Bizman Azeh, and one would have to repeat his davening if he davened in such a state. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Zayin She'in Choshashin, Hainu Liyashiv Haminog. The Rama is only trying to justify the common practice that people daven even after having a revius worth of wine. Avim Yikol Makom Ein Nachon. However, it's not the most proper practice to do so. Kasav Biyam Shal Shlomo Perik Beis Debeitza, Ovi Yom Tov, Yachol Lihispala Mincha Afal Pishu Shotzak Tzas. The Maharshal says that on Yontif, and the Magen Giborim adds that the same would apply to Purim, one is allowed to daven mincha after drinking a little bit. He doesn't have enough time to wait for the effects of the wine to wane. Kol Shekin nowadays, when we don't have such good kavana, and we could also add that the Rama said, based on the Mishnah Berurah, that the Rama said that the effects of the wine are not as great nowadays. So therefore, we are not makpid when one drinks a little bit on Yontif or on Purim, and we say that one could daven mincha even while he is shasui, even if he's in a state of a little intoxication. But as the Mishnah Berurah clarified earlier, if one is in a state of complete intoxication, shikor, so then he would not be allowed to daven because he can't be medaber lifnei hamelech, and that tefillah would be a toiva and would require tashlumin. Have a good day, everybody.